This is Tim Hendel, and today I'm going to review a small radio, the Texun, and that is spelled TECSUNPL390. Texun is a company that comes to us out of China and seems to have a whole list of small portable radios. According to their website, there's a lot of their radios that have AM, FM, and shortwave, some starting as low as $14. And I don't know much about them. The only one I know about is the one that I have here. I was inspired to get this radio by a review which appeared in DX Audio Service by Rusty Curry of Oregon, who had the Texun PL310. I couldn't find the 310, so I found the 390, which from all of its descriptions seemed to be pretty much a replacement for the PL310. The Texun PL390 is in many ways a very standard small AM, FM, shortwave portable radio with keypad entry and a tuning dial. It has a lot of standard features that you would expect, a few things that I don't like about it, and one thing in particular that is extraordinary, and that is its FM performance, and I will get to that eventually. And it's because of its FM performance that I'm talking to you about this radio, otherwise I probably wouldn't. The radio, as I'm holding it in my hand, is about 7 inches long, about 3.5 inches high, and about 1/2 inch, maybe 3/4 inch thick. It has 2 small speakers, one on each side, so it actually plays in stereo through its own speakers as well as through headphones. And you can discern the stereo sound even though the speakers aren't very far apart. The sound quality, particularly on FM, but also on AM, is exceptionally good for a small radio, and it plays with good volume without a lot of distortion. I am experiencing quite a severe hearing loss, and yet I can sit and listen to the NPR news on this radio and understand it very, very well. On the left-hand edge of this radio are some jacks, some of which are standard, some of which are not quite so standard. At the very top of the left-hand edge is a typical mini plug, as we call them, for an external antenna for shortwave and FM. Does not have any effect at all on AM or medium wave. Next is line in. Yes, this radio does not have line out. We like line out for recording from, but it has line in. What can you use that for? Well, you can plug in your iPod, you can plug in your NLS player, you can plug in your Victor Stream. I plug in my computer, and this makes a terrific amplified speaker for your computer. You might not want to spend $60 for an amplified speaker, but if you want a small portable amplified speaker for your computer, for your laptop, believe me, it works very well. Then there's a headphone jack that feeds stereo headphones, and of course you can use this to record. Below this is an external power socket, which it says 5 volts. This is not, however, your standard round plug that most wall warts seem to take. I think the technical name for that is a barrel plug. This appears to be a small USB type port. So I believe this is used to recharge batteries from a computer USB port if you have rechargeable batteries in it. The radio does not come with any kind of a charger or external power supply. As far as I'm concerned, that's not a problem. A small radio like this, I'd be using it on batteries anyway. But if you're going to use it for computer speakers, you might want to get a USB cable. Then there's your standard tuning knob, which is a thumb wheel on the right-hand side, and a volume control, which is a thumb wheel, and it has detents. So in other words, the volume is actually digital. There are buttons for AM and FM, and you can enter the frequencies with your keypad, all the standard stuff. One of the unusual features is that on AM and shortwave, this radio has 5 bandwidths, from widest to narrowest. So you can narrow the bandwidth. What that means is if you have a weak station right next to a strong station, you can narrow the bandwidth, and then the weak station may come in a little better. We will demonstrate that. The tuning knob is very unusual and not very user-friendly. One of the unusual things about the tuning knob is that when you turn it clockwise, you go down in frequency. In other words, 1240, 1230, 1220, 1210, 1200. When you turn it counterclockwise, you go up and in frequency. Not since the old days of tube-operated table radios have I seen this. I do remember a few tube-operated radios where, as we used to say back at the school for the blind, 1600 was on the left and 540 was on the right, and we always used to say those radios were backwards. Well, this radio is backwards. Another thing about the tuning knob is it only tunes in 1 kilohertz increments. In other words, if you want to tune from 1230 to 1240, you have to go 1231, 1232, 1233, 1234, 1235. Tune up very, very slowly. There is a button you can hold, and when you hold that button and turn the tuning knob, it goes up in faster increments, but it seems to jump. So you don't quite know where you are. As I said, you have your keypad entry. So for this reason, I do not consider this radio very satisfactory for taking to a strange city and tuning around to see what stations you can get. It's very easy to get lost. On the other hand, this radio is fine in your hometown where you know your frequencies. You can tap it in on the keypad and immediately you're right where you want to be. The radio takes 3 AA batteries, and I don't know anything about battery life. One of the features that I like about this radio, many of the controls beep. For example, the lock feature. The lock feature, of course, many radios have this. You can lock the radio if you're carrying it in a suitcase or purse so that it won't turn on and run your batteries down. When I turn the lock on, it beeps like this. A single beep. That seems to indicate that something is on or activated. A double beep, it is deactivated. Likewise, when you turn the radio on, a single beep, the radio is on. A double beep, the radio is off. Let's lock the radio for the moment. You might think that a single beep should mean that the radio is unlocked, because a single beep means that the radio is turned on. Well, the way I tend to think of this feature is a single beep means that a certain feature is activated. A double beep means that it is deactivated. So the lock is, in a sense, turned on with a single beep. Shortwave reception is average for a small portable radio. There is no single sideband, so you can't listen to ham radio operators. As I said before, one unique feature is the bandwidth control. You get 5 different bandwidths on AM, and even the narrowest bandwidth is not as selective as a high-priced receiver, but it does the job to some extent. I bought this radio via Amazon.com. A friend of mine helped me. As far as I know, there aren't any stores in the United States that carry Texan radios. But if you're interested, you might call Universal Radio at 800-431-3939, C-Crane at 800-522-8863, or J&R Music at 800-221-8180. Well, you might see if there are some other websites that would also enable you to call by phone. There's actually a number on the website that will lead you to the office in Hong Kong. And I've heard of people who've ordered this radio directly from China. Don't be intimidated by the idea of calling Hong Kong. Of course, you will pay for a really long-distance call. But almost all business people in Hong Kong speak English. Keep in mind that there's about a 12-hour difference between Hong Kong and most places in the United States, and I will give you that number at the end of this review. The most extraordinary thing about this little radio, and this was also pointed out by Rusty Curry in his review of the PL310, is its FM performance. Sensitivity, in other words, the ability to hear weak stations, but even more so, selectivity. Also, the lack of FM overload. I can pull the FM antenna up all the way, and I don't get a single station, and I live in the city, I don't get a single station crowding in where it shouldn't be. And I can separate stations that I cannot separate on other radios. Here is an example of 90.3 WBHM in Birmingham, about 100 miles south of me. First, you will hear this on the Sonido. The Sonido is a very good AM/FM radio that has been reviewed in the past. You'll see that my local, WJOU from Oakwood College, which is on 90.1, completely crowds out WBHM. Then you will see on the Texan, we can hear WBHM. Reception is not perfect, but it's a lot better than on the Sonido. I was fortunate enough to record while the same voice was speaking, so you'll hear the voice barely discernible from the Sonido, and then you'll hear it from the Texan. And to give you a little ear candy, I happened to get an ID from WBHM while I was recording on the Texan, so we'll listen to that as well.
President Obama will also visit the three sites struck by flames that day, Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, at last check, stock prices are higher. The Dow is up 6 points at 11,545. NASDAQ up 11 points at 2573.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on 90.3 WBHM.
In case you had any doubt, when she started talking about the stock market, that was the Texan. Before that was the Sonido. Here now are two more examples which are even more dramatic, because I could not get these stations on the Sonido at all. 91.5 WUAL in Tuscaloosa, the flagship station for Alabama Public Radio. We have a local on 91.7 Bible Broadcasting Network. Then you'll hear 99.7 WWTN, a talk station from Nashville. We have a very loud local translator on 99.5 and a semi-local on 99.9, and yet the Texan pulled it out.
I want to take a final say if you've got something to add. 737-WWTN, 737-9986. I do have to say this. I kind of downplayed my birthday because I'm really not big on celebrating me and my life and my birthday. But when you have 4,600 Facebook friends.
This is a demonstration of the five bandwidths on AM. This also works on shortwave. We have a local on 1450 WTKI in Huntsville. I'm sitting on 1440. WZYX in Lewisburg, Tennessee, station which is quite weak, so this demonstration would have been more dramatic if I'd had a stronger AM station, but I don't. So I'm giving you this. I'm starting out with a wide bandwidth. You will hear that even though you can't hear any of the audio from 1450, it pretty well wipes out 1440. Then as I narrow the bandwidth, you begin to hear the voice, and when I get to the narrowest bandwidth, you actually understand some words from the Lewisburg station. Then I go back to wide bandwidth, and it's totally wiped out. I'm not sorry that I spent the approximately $65 for this radio. It makes a very nice extra portable radio, particularly if you have stations on FM that you want to pull in, or if you want a radio to play nice and loud, although you don't get a lot of bass, and you want a nice portable amplified speaker system for some device. If you don't mind the little quirks, which I've told you about, some of which I wish were not the way they are, particularly the awkwardness of the tuning dial and not being able to tune rapidly without jumping frequencies. Well, the Texan PL390 may do a good job for you. It seemed to be one of the higher-priced radios in the list that my friend sent me from a website. Some of them, as I said, began around $14, and this one was $65, and they all say AM, FM, shortwave. So I can't speak for any of the others, but this seems to be a good radio. If you can find it, if you know how to go on the web, or you can find it somewhere, or you want to make a direct call to Hong Kong, you may want to buy this radio. I must make a confession. I lost the manual before I had a chance for anyone to read to me how to put things in memory, and I have not been able to figure it out, mostly because I don't really care about memories. And I don't know how to set the clock. Again, it's probably useless to us. I lost the manual, so I can't talk to you about those features. The information my friend got for me from the web has a phone number, and it says for Hong Kong and overseas customers, which almost surely tells us that they speak English at this phone number. You have to dial 011 to make an overseas phone call rather than just dialing 1. So 011-852. That is the country code for Hong Kong, 852. Now in Hong Kong and the rest of China, they have 8-digit phone numbers rather than the 7-digit numbers that we have here. So you'll call 2895-1586. And you can also send them a fax. I'm sure you can do it in English. Again, 011 and then 852-2890-5617. And there's an email address, Texan, that is T-E-C-S-U-N, Texan at on-nets.com. And you can reach me at 256-650-5212. And this is Tim Hendel, ending another radio review.